You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibor Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibor. Sibor Likes Life by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing. And narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 2 continued.
Here's a thing for you to think about. If all life on Earth died out, humans would be halfway down the list, according to the expert scientist.
Her mum said, "Humph! That may be. Now I really want to watch TV, but if it's too important to ignore, why don't they simply change the law?" Sibor looked at Dad.
"Well," she said, "why don't they just go ahead and put some simple rules in place that can protect the unused space and the creatures that live there too? Yes, I think that's what they should do. Come on, Dad," Sibor said with a yelp. "I'll write a letter. You can help."
Dad rolled his eyes round in his head.
"Isn't it time you were going to bed?"
"Don't be silly," said Sibor with a smile. "It's not bedtime yet for quite a while."
Dad thought, then put his finger in the air.
"Aha! I have an idea that's fair. My child, this might even work if people help out and do not shirk. Politicians can be rather dense. You know what would make more sense is if we do something closer to home. Create a nice place for people to roam. Life is around us. It's everywhere. The park down the road is for everyone to share, but nobody uses it, I would guess. It's full of litter, a terrible mess. The dam is covered in green, slimy gunk, not to mention other icky, revolting junk. Plastic bags decorate every tree. No, it's not a very pretty sight to see. Let's rather write a letter to all in our street, arrange a time and place to meet to talk about how we're going to start a community project where we can all take part."
Sibor got excited and waved her arms around.
"Lemmy's dad can help with fixing up the ground. He's clever. I'm sure he'll know how. Let's ask him. Come, Dad. Let's go now."
Mum interrupted. She said, "I don't think so. Time is up, my girl. Off to bed you go. But I do think that from what I hear, Dad has just had a great idea. He can write the letter tonight. And tomorrow, when the time is right, I'll go and make copies at the mall. Then you, Wayne, and Lenny can deliver them all." Sibor got up and hugged Mum and Dad.
"You two old fogies are really not so bad. I love you both. You're always willing to help out." She winked at Dad. "Even if Mum does sometimes shout."
Chapter 3. Let's All Make It Happen. Lenny's dad thought the idea was super smart. He was also very eager to get stuck in and start. He said,
"It used to be a really stunning place. Now it's just a wasteland, and that's a disgrace. There used to be frogs croaking through the night, and ducks with chicks, what a wondrous sight. Swimming around, zigzagging to and fro, entertaining us all with their funny show. Butterflies and bugs with wings whizzing around between all growing things. But the dam got more polluted, dirtier by the day. Eventually, all the creatures had to go away. We were also used to seeing wild flowers round the place and different types of grasses filling up the space. But alien vegetation really is a pest. The weeds did a good job choking out the rest."
He glanced at Sibor and her dad, a smile upon his face.
"Let's get ourselves organized and start to clean this place. We'll make it a safe haven that we can all share.
and all the birds and insects can frolic without care. Most of Sybil's Street, and the ones on either side, got together in a meeting to try and decide what needed to be done, see who could do what. They were all enthusiastic to help restore the plot. Indigenous plants! That's what we need.
I'll be in charge of getting the seed.
We can use my dinghy to clean the dam.
There will be slime by the kilogram. We've all got our axes for chopping firewood. We'll use them to get rid of the alien trees. That's good.
I'll get a big drum to use as a bin for the children to throw the litter in.
Anything to be recycled can be taken to school. They have a program that is ultra cool.
I have a gardening service. We can use my truck to haul away the junk and the slimy muck.
Sybil's dad was amazed at the response he got. They wished to stop their patch from going to pot. They all agreed it should not be dull and boring. They'd have lots of fun whilst they were restoring. They'd start on Saturday. The wait was not too long. They had loads of volunteers, more than 30 strong. Good and early in the morning is when they all would meet. Sybil was to round up all the children in the street. The day arrived, fine and clear. The sky was brightly blue. Soon everyone had something they could do. There was talk and laughter as they did the work. Everybody got stuck in. No one tried to shirk. Sybil's mum had put her foot down. She made a sharp remark. There was no chance she was going to grovel in the park. But she organized a group of ladies to make lunch and arranged a picnic. There was so much food to munch. The kids all plonked down in a patch that was quite sunny. Sybil glanced around her and said, "Hey, guys! Look, it's funny. Check out all the people here. Incredibly different to see. Big, fat, short, tall, fair, dark, skinny, and small. It's diversity." Wayne replied,
"Phew, just as well. I'm quite glad, too. Imagine how busy we'd be if there was more than one of you."
Sybil gave his arm a punch and said, "You meanie boy. You know you like helping me. It gives you loads of joy." They picked up the rubbish as their dads did the hard stuff. The drum was emptied into the truck as it got full enough. When the ground was clear of all the alien vegetation, Lenny's dad called them together to give a demonstration. He showed them how to scatter seeds around, not needing to plant them in the ground.
"This is how it works in nature," we told them patiently. "The wild grass will grow back in time. You'll see."
Happy, tired, and sweaty. When they finished, it was late. Sybil looked at her dad as they unlatched the garden gate.
"Should we ask Lenny's dad for some advice? The grass in that corner doesn't look very nice."
"You get different types, but I think we've only got one. Make our lawn more interesting. Now, wouldn't that be fun?"
Dad just laughed and shook his head.
"One thing at a time," is what he said.
Sybil did a little dance and hugged her own self tight. She thought quietly, "Perhaps my dad is right. We can't fix the whole world all at once, but if we each do our part, something positive, every day, it's an awesome start." The end of the book. Tune in to Zone Radio next week on Monday at 3:30 to see what Sybil gets up to next.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sybil Says. Published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sybil.co.za. Sybil, empowering children, one page at a time.